RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Dominant first quarter for New England, and the Patriots fans who have shown up and shown out today. 12 first downs to 6 Jets snaps on offense. That's how in control New England was in the first. Drake May. Got a man. It's Stevenson. It's a touchdown. May's 9 for 9, and the Patriots are rolling the Jets on the road.
35-3 at the half it was. Probably just could have called it and let everyone head home and continue cleaning up from the holidays, getting ready for the New Year's and more. But you know what? That's why they play the games, or at least I guess they felt like they needed to squeeze something else out of that second half, which of course was a draw, 7-7. Final score, 42-10. Patriots romp over the Jetropolitans today. And joining us for the final hour of our live programming here on the Six Rings Postgame Show, from the Lions Den, the professor, the coach, Johnny Lyons at The Real John Lyons is here with us today. John, give us a fresh perspective. We had a chance to talk to Mego. Mego said this felt manifested today, all the way back from when Vrabel took over, through all the great work they've done, finally being a team that could do, as Vrabel said, be a team that beats bad football teams. Andy said nobody is allowed to take anything away from the Patriots' effort, regardless of how trashy and crappy the Jets are. I was just impressed with the integration of so many of the backups and other guys who filled in valiantly today in a box-to-wire, full, complete effort. What was your big takeaway from today's 32-point dub?
Yeah, Fitzy, a year ago at this time, the Patriots were losing 40-7 at home to the Chargers, and we were talking about the number one pick. Now they win 42-10. I think it speaks to just the overall organizational turnaround the Patriots have had. And look, whether you like Aaron Glenn or don't like Aaron Glenn, and those back-to-back fake punts were just kind of bizarre today, but whether you like him or not, and you like some of the like if you're a Jets fan, you know, maybe you can say, hey, in a few years, Aaron Glenn will be something. Patriots already have that, right? With Mike Vrabel, with Drake May, and you can throw in Josh McDaniels, you can throw in Ryan Cowden in the front office. I mean, so many of these guys that they brought in were huge factors. I mean, it's just like Stevenson had a great day, and I think part of the reason he had a great day is he's the best he's looked at the end of a season since 2021 because he has that tandem with Travion Henderson, who, by the way, had a good game. Stephon Diggs, a new guy they brought in, had a really good game. So it's like these guys that they brought in, and this has been all throughout the year, Will Campbell when he was healthy, Milton Williams when he was healthy, these new guys, the quote-unquote culture changers have had a big impact all year. And you saw that again today, Fitzy, because I think today there was only one thing that really could have beaten the Patriots, and that would have been themselves, right? You look, they clinch a playoff spot last week, have a great win on Sunday night. It's Christmas week. They have a bunch of guys out injured. So they were still much better than the Jets. It's just the only thing that would have stopped them today would have been themselves. So for them to come out And not just win 42-10, Fitzy, but you look at the first quarter. They score a touchdown on offense, seven-play drive. Then they force a three and out. Then another seven-play drive for a touchdown. Then an interception. Then, stop me if you heard this, another seven-play drive for a touchdown early in the second quarter. So
damn,
for them
that's
to come
some out, symmetry right there.
It really is. And so for them to come out and not just win the game 42-10, but to have their foot on the gas that early and play well that early, and basically the entire time the starters are in, to me it just speaks to, as I said before, the growth of this organization and this group from literally the last 11 months. I mean, Mike Vrabel was hired in, what, mid-January? It hasn't even been 12 months yet.
Yeah, it's amazing. And of the many things that were so impressive today, John, one of them to me was, obviously to one and many watching the game, Drake May, who today becomes the third quarterback for the New England Patriots in team history to pass for 4,000 or more yards. He had another one of these Drake May days where only one quarterback had a 90% or greater completion percentage with five passing touchdowns and over 250 yards. Like, I feel like sometimes they're cherry picking and looking to create new stats, achievements, and accomplishments for May, but it's truly amazing what the kid is doing as well. He said, even he said in his post game presser today, I felt like I was spinning it real good today. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was a little under the weather as well. So to be down there in lousy conditions at a lousy stadium with a lousy turnout from the home fans, good turnout from Pats fans, who I heard are the only thing that added any life to that absolute toilet toaster of a stadium in North Jersey. To be able to go out there and, just like you said, seven plays touchdown. They scored the first five times they had the ball. Bryce Behringer, are you sure you deserve a paycheck for the day? But like, to do it with such efficiency, both May and McDaniels being so hive mind now, is very dangerous for this team and any future opponents going forward.
Yeah, it's a great point. And May was 19 of 21 in this game, and one of those incompletions went directly through Kyle Williams' hands along the sideline. So, I mean, essentially, throwing the ball-wise, it was like he was 20 for 21. And it wasn't just like the numbers themselves, like that catch and throw to Stephon Diggs down the right sideline on their third touchdown drive for 31 yards. Like, that was one of the better plays of the entire season. And I got to give credit to the Patriots receiver group today. Mac Hollins gets put on IR this week. You don't have Kayshon Booty, and those guys were dominant. I mean, they were getting open left and right. I go back to the very first pass of the game for Drake May when he had that over the middle of the field, the jerk route to Stephon Diggs where he smoked the DB, gets a big gain out of it, and it felt like that just kickstarted things. I mean, Kyle Williams was catching curl routes for first down. We think of this guy as a deep burner, but I give a lot of credit. The receivers were getting open left and right. May did a great job getting rid of the ball, putting it on target. I mean, five touchdowns, a career high. That speaks for itself. I don't know how you go 19 of 21 with five touchdowns and you don't have a perfect quarterback rating. It's kind of weird to me, but
what else are they possibly looking for? How much better could you ask your quarterback to be?
Right. And even that touchdown pass to Efton Chisholm that finished May's day, on the move, throwing to your right. Like, I know at that point it's a blowout, but that's a really good throw. Like, that's the type of throw not a lot of quarterbacks can make. And shout out to Efton Chisholm on his first career touchdown and his first career reception earlier in the game. But it just felt like whatever the Patriots offense wanted to do today, Fitzy, they were able to do. When they wanted to run the ball, they could run the ball. When they wanted to throw the ball, they could throw the ball. They threw some deep passes. They threw a ton of short and intermediate passes, which was good to see, especially with Hollins and Booty not playing. So just you could make the case. I mean, last Sunday night in Baltimore, the fourth quarter was May's best quarter as a player, I think, so far. But this might have been his best game overall. He was just absolutely tremendous in this game. I go back to that Carolina game. He was really good. The New Orleans game, he was really good. Like, this is a game I think that you put kind of right in league with those couple of games as, you know, one of his best.
Yeah, 19 of 21, 256, five touchdowns, no picks, one sack for 1 yard, a quarterback rating of 157, barely missing that perfect one of 158.3. This was in 2.5 quarters. This wasn't a
full
game.
He could have hit 400 yards today. If they
and
kept
eight
them in.
Touchdowns. I mean, like, this could have been, and I know Mike Vrabel was seen mouthing the words F 'em to some of his players on the sideline when the Jets hit Drake May up high later on and he forced them to call a timeout and tried to score at the end of the half. So there was a little bit of Belichickian spitefulness from Mike Vrabel, which I didn't hate to see. But like, and that probably hastened the departure of Drake May from the game as well. Josh Dobbs went 3 for 4 for 30 yards as well. Just, you know, just don't give up 5 touchdowns, even though Josh Dobbs doesn't play defense. But I thought it was really remarkable how well everyone who was asked to step up in place of other players, like Hooper getting that ball that likely would have gone to Mac Hollins for that first touchdown. Ben Brown sliding right in at left guard, seamlessly making it seem as though they weren't without their starter, Jared Wilson, the rookie out of Georgia as well. Guys on defense as well. You got, you know, good snaps and aggressive play. Again, it's against a quad A football team like the Jets, but you got the Mumas and the Gibbonses, the Leonard Taylors of the world, Del Pettis, your leading tackler, like also with a sack and an INT, like that was for Jalen Hawkins, like just a terrific all around effort by all 53 that were available today.
Yeah, I would agree completely, Fitzy. And I think, you know, the biggest sequence to me, and look, I know it was a blowout, I get it, but I think the biggest sequence of this game involved Jalen Hawkins. So because you go, you're up 14-0, so you're in the driver's seat there, but the Jets do have, it was what, 3rd and 6 at their own 40, so okay, maybe they, let's see if they got something. And then Hawkins read that the entire way, picks it off. 7 plays later, Patriots go in, go up 21-0. Game is essentially over at that point. And again, I mentioned Chisholm before having his first catch, and you mentioned the offensive line. You're totally right. Like, this was a game where you have backup offensive linemen, you have backup defensive linemen, and you controlled the line of scrimmage offensively for most of the game, and even defensively. I felt like you did a pretty good job at the line of scrimmage if you're the Patriots, because if you look at the overall numbers, like the Jets ran for 164 yards, but 75 of them came on 2 plays. Breece Hall had a 59-yard touchdown run against backups, and then Nwangu had a 16-yard run. So don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, totally excusing those, but I think when, for the balance of the game, when your starters were in, you did a much better job against the run. It was really that 59-yard touchdown run and then the one other 16-yarder that kind of inflated things. But that was good to see. I mean, with all those guys injured, they were going to need guys to step up. I thought Anfernee Jennings had a really good game in place of Harold Landry.
Highly underrated football player. Again, like, he doesn't provide the pass rush flash. He's not the fastest guy in the world. He's often been accused of being someone who would have, quote, fit in really well in a Belichick system. Maybe that's why the guy drafted him out of Alabama, because Bill Belichick had a penchant for taking players that were coached by his buddy Nick Saban as well. But every time they ask this guy to step in, good against the run, always sets a very dependable edge as well. Not someone you're going to find out of position or making a dumb mistake on a play as well. And it felt like the Patriots kept the penalties down to a minimum as well today too. Like, you know, if the mission was, look, you're a much better football team than these Jets, so just don't beat yourselves.
Yeah.
That was accomplished.
Only
right
2
from
penalties for 20 yards,
which is, you know, which is
one sack allowed. And even that sack, if you remember, May was scrambling and he probably could have gained more yards, but at that point it was a blowout. Looked like he didn't want to take a hit, so he just went down near the line of scrimmage. So it's like that wasn't even like, I mean, it was technically a sack, but it wasn't like one of their linemen got blown off the line and May got lit up. I mean, the hardest hit May took was that roughing the passer call late in the first half.
Cheap shot, which is what pissed off Vrabel. Yeah,
right. And then they end up going down and scoring the touchdown to close out the half anyway at that point. So
if the mission, which you choose to accept, is to find a way to fine-tune elements of your game as you head towards hopefully a division championship, and we'll check on that Eagles Buffalo Bills score in just a moment, secure the highest playoff seed you possibly can, and or maybe get the top overall seed in the conference, that, and you feast off the week in the process, then that's all you can do, which is sort of like why I understand the reason people describe today's game as preseason-esque. It was a bit of, like, this felt like a tune-up game. This felt like, you know, a home stretch tune-up game for a team that was integrating some new parts, dealing with some injuries, and they did a lot of those things flawlessly against a team, well, to be honest, that's very flawed.
Well, and I think, though, that's an important point, in that we've talked all year, and anyone who listens to me, I'll probably sound like a broken record here, but the depth of this team, right, that's a concern. So you were able to win a game today where Milton Williams and Robert Spillane didn't have to play, and Christian Gonzalez got to leave the game early for rest, and Diggs didn't have to play the whole game, and Stevenson and Henderson and May, All these guys got extra rest. Even Morgan Moses, right, got extra rest in this game, and you were still able to win. So that's really valuable because, look, if you get the number one seed, obviously you'll have the bye wild card weekend. But the Patriots could win next weekend and still not get the number one seed and have to play wild card weekend. So to get a little extra rest today and still win, I think that's extremely valuable as they kind of head into the final game of the regular season and then the playoffs after that.
617-779-7937 is your telephone number if you would like to text the program or call in and hop on the line with your old pal Fitzy and John Lyons here on the Six Rings postgame show. We'll catch up on the best of your text messages in the next break, however you choose to consume today's show on the radio. Of course, we're at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, YouTube Live as well. Let's go to line one. Paul in Quincy. We always love to take calls from the South Shore, Johnny, whenever possible.
Of course.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. The New York Jets were so bad today.
How bad were they, Paul?
The FAA confiscated their helmets. Hello?
Yes, exactly. I needed to leave you hanging there for just a second, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, John Lyons, quick straw poll. What was worse, Paul's joke or the Jets today? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jets because at least they get paid for what they're doing. You know, unless Paul's a comedian I don't know about. But yeah, the Jets get paid for
what they're doing. God. Hey, let's just take a quick moment to really admire how bad the Jets are.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, it
honestly
is crazy.
It's impressive.
Because I was thinking back, because I've been a Patriots fan, obviously, my whole life. And I've seen them play the Jets a ton. And the Jets have had some good years, you know, 2009, 2010, right? A couple of good years. Literally a couple of good years.
15 years without a playoff berth.
2002, they were pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. But they've had some bad moments. And I thought of, like, the end of the Todd Bowles era, the Patriots beat the Jets in a game 38-3 in 2018, the butt fumble game. Like, there's some other games. Like, there was the game on, I think it was Sunday Night Football, the Patriots started Jeff Tarpinian at linebacker, and he was such an unknown, he didn't even have the voice intro. They just showed his picture on the Sunday Night Football, like, and they still beat the Jets by, like, 3 or 4 touchdowns. So this might be, though, and look, I'm not saying they have to fire Aaron Glenn as bad as it was. Like, at some point, they have to stick with a guy and give him a chance. But, like, you have undrafted free agent Brady Cook playing quarterback, and he looked nowhere near ready. You have your quote-unquote starting offensive line with 2 first-round picks at tackle, and I think Will Campbell's better than both of those guys. Like, it's just like, what do you do if you're – and I know they got 5 first-round picks the next 2 years. We'll see if they hit on those. But it's crazy that this is a team, Fitzy. What was it? 3 years ago, they had the offensive and defensive rookie of the year in Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. Mm-hmm. And then they trade for Aaron Rodgers, and you're like, oh, wow, maybe they're on to something. And this is, you know, this might be as bad as it's been for the Jets in the last 20 years.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson out for the season as well. I'm sure he's none too thrilled about the prospects of what he's got to return to. Next season, Sauce Gardner traded from a team that had 1 or 2 wins on the one win on the season at the time. Goes to another team that has only since won 1 game as well. So he leaves one hell and enters another. The Sauce Gardner effect was real for the Colts, and they trade too many draft picks. And yes, you do have 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years, but is this the coach? Is this the organization? Yeah. Is this the hierarchy? And I know that rot comes from the top down, and it all begins with Woody Johnson and just truly inferior ownership. And when you see just exactly what a dysfunctional mess the Jets are, Pats fans, regardless of any issues you may have had with any decisions made by Robert Kraft over the last 6 years or so, you should be thanking your lucky popcorn buckets and your overpriced beers that he is the man that has shepherded so many of the good things that have happened the last 30-plus years and is still the owner of your team.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, Robert Kraft this time, just under or whatever, a year ago, it would have been very easy for him to stick with Gerard Mayo and say, hey, it was a bad year. Belichick left us with a bad roster. You know, we'll get better. He made the difficult decision to fire a guy that was his handpicked successor that caused him some embarrassment and then hired the right guy in Mike Vrabel and then was willing to spend a lot of money in free agency. And credit to Elliot Wolf, Ryan Cowden, and Vrabel for picking the right guys largely in free agency and drafting as well. But yeah, I think, look, one of the best ways to win in pro sports, and especially the NFL, is having stability at ownership. And I think the Patriots, look, they've had three head coaches since 2000, and one of them was head coach for, what, 24 years, and it feels like that this one here will be head coach for at least a decade, if not more. And then they had one guy in the middle for 1 year that didn't work. Whereas the Jets, I mean, how many times have they cycled through coach after coach after coach? And I think, again, above all, Fitzy, it's just another illustration of the importance of the quarterback position and how it's the most important position. I mean, it was Brady, and then you made the playoffs 1 year with Mac Jones, but now it's May. And that, to me, there's a ton of things that separate the Patriots and the Jets. Quarterback is the biggest one.
Nailing the pick when you get a pick that high. Obviously, one in many in the organization hope they would never be picking that high again anytime soon. They picked just one spot below last April, or this past April. Seems like they nailed their pick at left tackle with Will Campbell. And yes, having a big draft the last couple of years, this one most especially, was super important. But I think you're right. In many ways, a lot of the success of this season began with Robert Kraft eating crow and a lot of money to rid the organization of Gerard Mayo, who, whether or not you think he was done dirty or was ill-prepared for the job, it was just not going to work out for him. And Aaron Glenn may himself one day be a good coach as well. But the Jets are going to need an organizational flush. Nobody needs to have their system flushed more than that one. But as long as Woody Johnson continues to own the team and run things dysfunctionally and let his kids help him pick players based off of Madden ratings, then you're going to get exactly what you get with a team like that. 617-779-7937. One more trending sports score update from producer Zach Coe. Then when we come back, we'll take a quick early look at next week's matchup against the Miami Dolphins, who the Patriots might be playing in the playoffs, and who we think they're going to need to have step up, and hopefully what they'll get from the returns of Will Campbell and Milton Williams should both be able to suit up next week against the Dolphins. But first, let's hear how the Birds are doing against the Bills Mafia right now with Zach Coe.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Look at that. Like that sign out there on the highway said, road work continues, 42-10. Fellas, we talked about this, unfinished business. Okay, I'm proud of you for the way that you came out. I'm proud of you for the way you kept your composure. You understand me? Okay, I know it's not easy out there. Okay, but I appreciate you for being the team that we are and believing in our identity, believing in each other. Okay, we're just, again, we still got some business to finish. But when they put us on the road, we started in Miami, we finished in New York, okay? And it was a great team win and a lot of great efforts, and everybody helped us, okay? But I'm glad we got number 10 pulling the trigger.
an upbeat Mike Vrabel in a place that's difficult to be upbeat, North Jersey, let alone MetLife Stadium as well, 42-10, your final. Nick Fitzy-Stevens here alongside John Lyons on the Six Rings postgame show, live on WEEI, on WEEI.com, 93.7 FM, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and of course, YouTube Live as well. Who has been, John, to date? Let me start with the game and then on the season. Who today surprised you the most with their performance? And then to date, as a New England Patriot, you can't pick Drake May because that's just too easy, too obvious an answer. Who surprised you most today and on the season so far for these Patriots?
It's a great question, Fitzy. As far as who surprised me the most today, see, I don't know if I was really that surprised by anyone because I expected the Patriots to beat the Jets by multiple touchdowns. So I do want to give a shout out to Steph Diggs, though. I think this was a game where you really needed a guy like him. We talked about it earlier with Booty out, with Hollins out. I mean, he's gone pace. He's probably going to have over 950 yards receiving this year. He's at 869 now with a game to go. So I think that, you know, that 950 number is within play. And this is a guy, I remember when he was signed, a lot of the conversation was, well, will he be back by Columbus Day? And then how will he look at that point? Because he was on his way to 1,000 yards last year before the ACL tear, but he had 32 years old. Instead, he's there opening day. Mm-hmm. He's you know, it took him like a little bit to get, and then once he got going, he was great. And then he had that great Sunday night game in Buffalo, and he was really never looked back since then. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a surprise per se today because I always expect him to be pretty good, but I think it was extra important that he was good today. And he really set the tone. That first catch and run that he had over the middle, mm-hmm. I thought really set the tone for the entire game. As far as a surprise for the season, though, Fitzy, I'd probably have to say, and he didn't play today, is Jared Wilson. Because when Jared Wilson was drafted, he was a second-team All-SEC guy last year, but that was his only year starting in college, right? And he had played center, so he comes in, then he moves to guard. And I know it's been kind of up and down for him this year, but the dude started most of the year at guard, and they've had a good offense. And I think he deserves credit for that, and he's so athletic. You want to keep him in the lineup as he develops. So he's been a surprise for me. I also think Robert Spillane, I thought he'd be pretty good. He's been even better than I thought. It really feels like, to me, Spillane's season turned kind of in that Carolina game. Remember the first couple weeks? There were all those missed tackles the Patriots had, mm-hmm. and things looked just a little bit out of place.
People were wondering, what's wrong with him? Did he get old? Did he drink from the wrong grail, et cetera?
Exactly. And then he has that good game against Carolina, and then that forced fumble against Buffalo. And it feels like ever since that forced fumble especially, he's never looked back. So two new guys, right? One guy they drafted, one guy they've signed. Both guys having a big impact.
I'm going to go with Ramondre today. He was my pick for a breakout player not named Drake May, and he had over 100 yards combined between rushing and receiving and two touchdowns on the day. So awesome effort. Freshest legs he's had in years this late in the season. I think he's going to be a force and an impact player for the Patriots down the stretch and into the postseason as well. And then on the whole on the season, I mean, it's kind of almost impossible to pick because Diggs has been so good. Guys on defense like Jalen Hawkins doesn't get – I know the only Hawkins people talk about is the fictional town in Indiana on Stranger Things, but this dude deserves a little chatter as well. He's been playing – terrific ball, 29 years old, free agent coming up. Do the Pats keep him around? I think they'd be wise to do so with the continuity on defense and in the secondary they could put together. Guys like Ben Brown swooping in as a backup guard. He's also their backup center, gets rewarded with the $6.6 million deal earlier this week as well. Like, it's a team. Mego made mention of the Patriots are the sum of their parts, then the individuals that make up the whole is greater this particular season. And that's the sign of selflessness of guys who continue to tell you all the time, like, we love each other, we'll do anything for each other. This is a band of brothers with bonds that are unbreakable. And great coaching. Whatever it is that Mike Vrabel is saying behind the scenes, whatever he's selling, whatever he's asking them to take a scent of, they are sniffing and they are loving each and every last little bit of it. John, when we look to the encroaching pro season, okay, we are one game away, not to put the cat before the proverbial, you know, the hoss, the duck boat before the parade, but they should beat the Dolphins next week. I'm imagining Miami doesn't travel nor play very well in the cold. You'll have a quarterback making his third start in Quinn Ewers, regardless of how well they played today against the Buccaneers, because apparently everyone is allergic to winning the NFC South this year. I'm figuring they'll probably win next week. That'd put you at 14-3, which alone is just remarkable. But then you're either probably the 2 seed or maybe the 1 seed if the Chargers miraculously come through and don't beat themselves like they kind of did yesterday against the Texans and pull off a miracle against the Broncos. What's the preferred seed? What's the preferred matchup? Where would you like to see this team in the postseason?
Yeah, and I think one other guy that this is going to involve that deserves mention as a surprise, impressive person is Zach Kaur, right? Taking over for Terrell Williams in week two. And look, the defense has had some down moments this year, but on the whole, considering the situation he was put into, they've done a really good job. And they're top 10, top 12 in most metrics. But when you look forward, and the reason I bring up his name is I think this Miami game is going to be all about the running game, really on both sides. Devon Achane is an absolute star as a running back, fourth in the NFL in rush yards as of right now. The run defense for Miami blows, 26th in yards allowed per game, 26th in yards per carry allowed. So you should be able to run the ball on them, and hopefully if you could stop Achane as well. So then that gets into, all right, what do you want to happen? Look, I think to me the number one seed is – obviously, I think the best path, because A, you don't have to play wild card weekend, but B, I think for this team especially, because we have concerns about their depth and concerns about, hey, what does this look like if a guy or two gets hurt, eliminating one game so you don't have to risk that, especially, it's important for any team, but I think especially for a team like the Patriots that is at this point in their rebuild, and it's funny to call it a rebuild when they have 13 wins, but technically at this point in their rebuild, they are still a little thin below the surface with some of those starters. And look, I know Jacksonville just went there and won. I know the Patriots are undefeated on the road. I'd rather not go to Denver for an AFC championship game.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
I would rather not. I would rather not do that. All right. And I think if you don't get the 1 seed, I'm just hoping the Chargers are the 7 seed. I'd rather play the Chargers or the Bills instead of the Texans or the Jaguars if the Patriots are the 2 seed.
Quick update on the AFC East Championship, possibly coming back to New England, and this being a hat and t-shirt Sunday. The Buffalo Bills turned it over on downs deep in Philadelphia territory. Philadelphia now just punting it back. There's about a minute left in the third quarter. Eagles are up 13-0. No lead is safe, obviously, against Josh Allen at any point in time, let alone one that can be overcome by 2 scores and 2 successful extra points. But again, still 13-0. Eagles over the Bills. So, and maybe in about 45 minutes or so, we will know if the New England Patriots will be AFC East champs once again. I'm with you. I think the optimal outcome, obviously, is to get the extra rest for the 1 seed and make the road to Super Bowl 60 that ends up just outside Levi Stadium, in Santa Clara, run through Fox. Yeah,
then we can go to Radio Row too, Fitzy. We need to be on Radio Row.
I know.
Fitzy and Lyons on Radio Row, I think would open some eyes.
It's been a minute. I just want to talk to fans at a Super Bowl again. When you get a chance to do it, it's so fun. It's such a high. Everyone is in such a great mood. It's like, you know what it's like, John? It's like hanging out with people in the days leading up to Mardi Gras. It's like going drinking with your buddies the night before Thanksgiving. It's like that retail high you get when you walk into the mall 2 days before Christmas. Just like anything feels possible. You're just on top of the world and nothing can knock you off cloud nine. And Pats fans have so much to be grateful for this particular season. But there should be no apologizing. And why would and there's no stopping now. Tell me one team that legitimately scares you. I mean, maybe that's a too bold a choice of words. Who's one team that would scare you or at least like make you fearful that the Patriots' path to a Super Bowl 60 appearance is not will be more difficult than you would possibly hope it to be?
Yeah, for me, it's Houston. And look, Buffalo's really good. Josh Allen can win any game that he's in. And I think Denver, their defense is elite. They're a good team. Sean Payton's a Super Bowl winning coach. So I'm not trying to take anything away from them. And Baltimore, too. If Baltimore gets in as the 4 seed and you're playing Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh doesn't take them out in the fourth quarter, that might be tough for you, too, in a playoff game. But I say Houston because, Fitzy, I think the Houston Texans are fully capable of coming to Gillette Stadium and winning a playoff game 17-10. I think that's how good their defense really is. And Nico Collins can make a couple big plays.
Then the Iowa State receivers now all of a sudden have decided to become deep ball contributors.
Exactly. So, and again, I would still pick, like, if the Patriots are playing Houston in the divisional round, let's just say, I would pick the Patriots to win that game. However, I think that would be the toughest game of the playoffs for the Patriots and the biggest one to go on upset alert. I just think that Houston defense, and again, as much as I like Will Campbell and as much as Morgan Moses has done a good job this year, you're talking about those two defensive ends against those guys. Like, that's a brutally tough matchup. And the Patriots, as good as Stephon Diggs has been, still Derek Stingley over there playing corner, one of the best in the league. I love watching that guy play. So that's the team to me, because I think, as we know, defense travels, and all they're going to – and they can make a couple big plays. And that, so Houston to me, like, look, Buffalo has things that scare you. Denver obviously does. I think Baltimore, if they are in at 9-8 – like, I'd much rather Pittsburgh get in Baltimore. Really?
Could you imagine Baltimore, winning next week on the road in Pittsburgh, stunning Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, winning the AFC North after having a losing record for the majority of the season, yet somehow still being the prohibitive betting favorite, coming through. I mean, really, Patriots fans should send New Year's cards, thank yous to John Harbaugh and company for sitting Derrick Henry.
I still can't believe he did that a week later.
That was some of the worst coaching. Fireable offense. Thy name is Harbaugh after that brutal, brutal, brutal game plan or decision, whatever the hell it was, to put Keaton in, and when Derrick Henry was just smashing his way through the page. I mean, at 216 yards and 4 touchdowns last night, and he made it look easy against the Packers. I'm with you. I would almost go Texans and then maybe Ravens if they are committed to the bit with Derrick Henry as well. Real quick before we go to the commercial break, Zach, what say the good people of WEI that have been texting in their thoughts about a potential Patriots matchup?
A lot of people favoring warm weather city teams coming up to New England, so a lot of Chargers, a lot of Jaguars. Also, a lot of people that don't want to see Josh Allen and the Bills again.
Even with the Bills struggling right now, see, if the Eagles can play like this, if you can go up to Buffalo and absolutely suffocate the Bills and not allow a single point to them as well, does this vault the Eagles back into the Super Bowl contender, not pretender conversation, Johnny?
Yeah, and that NFC, man, I'll tell you, the Rams, the Seahawks, now the Eagles, you can make a case for any of those teams to go to the Super Bowl. The Patriots should be happy they're in the AFC this year. And as good as the AFC is, that NFC is loaded.
And we'll have to keep both of our good eyes on tonight's Sunday Night Football game. I know the Niners have – the NFC is basically wrapped up, save for the NFC South. The Niners still alive for different possible high seeding as well if they win out. The Bears have clinched the NFC North. I'll be very curious to see how the Niners, at the closest to full strength that they've been since the Nick Bosa injury as well, handle the Bears on the road, who haven't been quite as good as they have been when they've been home as well. That'll be a good one tonight. I think that'll go a long way in trying to sort of like help us figure out who else is a legit contender in the NFC versus pretender. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. When we come back, final thoughts from myself and John before we put a bow on the live portion of this edition of the Six Rings Postgame Show. In the 7 o'clock hour, you'll get a replay of Drake May and Mike Vrabel at the podium, as well as our chat with Megan Ottolini from WEEI.com. It's Fitzy, Lyons, producer Zach, and you here on the wrap-up of the Six Rings Postgame Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Drawn to a close here on the live portion of the Six Rings postgame show on what has been a very satisfying Sunday for Pats fans. Nary a quibble, complaint, or criticism to be found. And if you were looking for one, well, obviously you're allergic to good times, just like Buffalo is. Touchdowns up in Orchard Park right now. And the New York Jets are a success as well. Johnny, any final thoughts you have about today's game as well as next week and the wrap-up of what has been, I don't know, like it's intermittently infuriating and entertaining this NFL season. You know, like the Chargers-Texans game, we'll say, for example, yesterday, what kept me, you know, kept me engrossed and kept me reasonably entertained. My eyes were glued to the television for the better part of 3 hours. But it was a slop fest with awful officiating and mistakes aplenty and missed opportunities. So for the Patriots to be one of these teams that continues to just take advantage of bad football and do right by themselves as opposed to beating themselves in years past, it keeps the optimism afloat during this wonky season.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Fitzy, a little bit big picture, where 1 year ago today, December 28th, 2024, Patriots lost at home 40-7 to the Chargers. And if you remember, that was the game that before the game, Gerard Mayo said Stevenson was going to be benched and not start, and then he started, and there was that controversy, and it was just bad. They were getting booed. And now they have more than triple the amount of wins they had a year ago with 13 wins, fighting for the one seed. It's been an awesome turnaround to see. It's not going to get any easier, right? Miami is going to give them, I think, a little bit of a test next week, and then you're into the playoffs where obviously anything can happen and every team is good. But it's been really fun to see this level of turnaround. I mean, this time last year, we were like, man, can they be good by 2028? You know, we were kind of hoping and praying. Now, all of a sudden, they could be in the Super Bowl in February of 2026, not to get too far ahead of ourselves. But like that level of turnaround has been a lot of fun to see.
Yeah, Andy Hart was even saying they should create an award, MVC, Most Valuable Coordinator, and that would have to possibly go to Josh McDaniels for the incredible work he's done calling plays, working with Vrabel, developing May and more this year. Yeah, it's a classic case of, yes, you should be grateful. There should be contentment. There should be satisfaction in Patriots Nation. You got your coach, you got your coordinator, you got your quarterback, you got a good roster. You should feel confident in their competence. But why stop now? Why don't get complacent? Don't let that dare ever set in. You should want more. You want a playoff game. No, you want a home playoff game. You want a home playoff win. And yeah, you want a chance to see this team go all the way back to a place you were very comfortable and familiar with for two decades, John. The time we hang up and wrap this show in a few moments, it could be hat and t-shirt time, and how nice it'll be for everyone to rush the pro shop tomorrow and make sure they get the appropriate gear and lid to celebrate a well-earned division championship. Give them a follow, everyone, at The Real John Lyons, JONLYONS. Great job, Johnny. Thanks for jumping in for the final hour here on the postgame show. Great work as always, Zach Coe. Appreciate you back at our home studio in our beautiful studios powered by Verizon. And, of course, our big thanks to our friends at Cars for Kids and our show sponsor, McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. Find out more at McFarlandEnergy.com. John's going to be in on the midday show tomorrow from 10 to 2. I'll be back on the afternoon show with Andy Hart. We'll have Marcus Jones and Drake May, so don't miss it on a Patriots Monday. Final once again from MetLife Stadium. Patriots 42, Jets 10. Thanks for listening, everybody. And now on with the recorded best of portion of tonight's Six Rings postgame show. See ya.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.